My guest at this time is John Gissey, political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. And John, it's an understatement of the highest magnitude to say that a lot's happened since our most recent conversation. Obviously, most significantly, the horrific terrorist attack, and that's really what it is, perpetrated in Tucson, Arizona on Saturday against Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who seems to be making a remarkable recovery at this point, although certainly a long way to go. Six people dead, many others wounded. The president spoke on Wednesday evening at the memorial service in Tucson and finally seemed to take on to some extent this huge debate that broke out over the role or lack of a role of political rhetoric in this whole tragedy. What are your major thoughts coming through all we've seen this week?
Well, for one thing, it is a tragedy. It is the first time in 32 years that a member of Congress has faced a gunman's bullets. And in this case, it is also the first time since 1954 when Puerto Rican nationalists shot up the floor of the House of Representatives, that a member survived gunshot wounds. In that case, five members survived gunshot wounds, and now Congressman Giffords has done the same. Obviously, any kind of attack on public figures and the deaths of innocent people in what can only be called freakish are things that should pause us to reflect and to look at ourselves and our society. To read political implications into it, as many in the punditocracy and in politics are doing, is ridiculous. This was a madman, that's a term that the president's own press secretary used this morning, who unfortunately was in the wrong place when he came unglued, and that's what it really was.
John, for some reason, Sarah Palin became the focal point of this effort of some to tar political speech with the responsibility for all this. In the end, it appears that that's been dismissed, but is there any lingering impact on her reputation as she considers a possible bid for president this year?
I don't think so, because these attacks came from the national media, the so-called mainstream media, and they have been trying to blacken the name of Governor Palin since she sprang on the political scene at the Republican National Convention in 2008. I don't see any lasting damage to it. I'd certainly say anyone who was a supporter of hers before is not going to be deterred by the critiques of her comments, which are very gracious toward the victims of the Tucson tragedy and to Congresswoman Giffords.
Let me flip it on the other side now. Of course, the person that she would be challenging if she were to run would be President Obama. Early polls suggest he's getting pretty good reviews from this speech, even from many Republicans and conservatives. Is this something that will linger for him in a positive way as he tries to win another 4 years in the next months?
Insufficient information at this point. I agree that it was a very warm speech, and it was the right one for a time of healing at this point. On the other hand, when the president says that the rhetoric has to be toned down and there has to be greater civility, something he has addressed in the past, he doesn't appear to be bringing along members of his own party or political allies. Congressman Clyburn of South Carolina, chairman of the House Democratic Conference, suggested a redefinition of freedom of speech, something that is spelled out very specifically in the First Amendment. Bernie Sanders, independent senator from Vermont who votes with Democrats and runs with Democratic support, went as far as to say if one is not a Republican in Arizona, he or she is in danger. And it's not just Gabrielle Giffords. His word in a letter to supporters. The president could well have this as a defining moment in his presidency, but in order to be for it to be truly effective, he has to bring along some of those in his party who need a little reining in.
John, let's talk about one other political figure who made minor news this week, considering all the coverage of the events in Tucson. That's a former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, a very powerful figure in the House, got a lot of things through that other leaders probably wouldn't have given the thin margins that he had back the last time Republicans had control of the House. He was convicted this week, or actually sentenced this week, to 3 years in state prison in Texas on money laundering charges. He claims this was all rigged by a Democratic district attorney and a Democratic jury in a very liberal part of the state, Austin. Of course, he plans to appeal, but what do you make of what the latest is on the hammer?
Well, it's very sad in the sense that here is someone who is hauled in the docket of court for something that has never been a crime before. He is tried, convicted, and sentenced. he is suggested to be remorseful, and yet, as he put it, how can he be remorseful when he feels he's done nothing wrong and that no law was violated? My own guess is that he'll probably win this eventually on appeal and won't see a day in prison. But in spending over $1 million having his political career destroyed and having now 4 years of his life taken away on this, that's something he can never get back. My heart goes out to Tom DeLay.
John, another Texas figure, a longtime figure here in Washington, Kay Bailey Hutchison. She has just announced, to no one's surprise, she will not be running for re-election in 2012. It's obviously a Republican-leaning state. Do you suspect the party will have any trouble holding the seat, and who do you expect to get into this race?
No, and first off, I first met Kay Bailey Hutchison when she returned from her honeymoon with husband Ray Hutchison while he was a candidate for governor back in 1978. She's a lovely person. I understand when you work for her, you really work hard, and overall has a good voting record. She will be missed in Washington and in the Lone Star State's political atmosphere. There'll be numerous Republicans vying for nomination in a very early primary, hence her decision now to announce she was stepping down. State Railroad Commissioner Mike Williams, an African-American, Lieutenant Governor Dave Dewhurst, former State Party Chairman Tom Paulken. I could list a bunch. I'm not picking any favorites in the primary, only saying that the lady known as KBH will be succeeded by a Republican.
Early prediction from John for the 2012 races. John, plenty to chew on certainly from this week. We'll do so again next week. Thanks for your time.
As I prepare to cover the race for Republican National Chairman in Maryland, I'm John Gizzi on Capitol Hill.
John Gizzi, political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. I'm Greg Corumbus.